CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And I am Galalim. Today, we are in for another edition of the CRS Radio Blog Talk Radio Network. Okay. It behooves me to read a little from the National Geographic World History Textbook. This is a very, very, very critical time for us civilized people. And reason why I am interested to feature a preview to what I want to talk about.
And I'm reading from a section of the National World History textbook here. And it's interesting to see how a World History textbook at a time that we call AD Anno Domini 2021.
And to look at historical times long before 2,000 years ago, what the world was like. Did it have civilized people? Did it have civilized government? What was it like? What were the people like?
I don't.
Okay. It goes to the criticalness of the time that we are living in. The criticalness is not easily communicated or not easily communicate, and to the point where, you know, I grew up in an experience that the real me that I grew up to know, the experience I had in my early life, now that I'm over 70, it's not a good experience. You know, I would assess that life should have been one theme and the way of life should be the same consistent thing. You know, because I grew up in a family, it's Paul Alred, and you know, from we were young until we get old and die and dead, we still the same name, you know. So what I'm saying is life, humanity, is supposed to be the same thing. The same thing. But it's not. It is not, because beyond my earliest understanding, life as I know it in the human sense is not the same as what I know it to be now. Because what was normative back when I was growing up is the church, and the church was worldwide. There was nothing else rivaling the church. So, what? All the people I know were, you know, either Christian or non-Christian. Now that I began to regard history, just 1 second. Okay, I'm sorry for that break. Some emergency attention had to be given to an issue. All right, so I am saying that I find it expedient to elect what I am saying because I know something is going to happen in the world because of that difference that I speak of. What life has been in the world around me in my earlier years, different from what it is, what I know it to be. Because in my earlier years, I had no historic understanding of anything. Besides, you know, the country atmosphere of St. Catharines, Jamaica, where I grew up. And I was not a precocious child who, at a young age, to perceive, you know, certain important things. And surely I never read to the level to thought I've had a chance to know certain important things at an early age. So I do experience things, or the important issues as I see it, in my older age. And I am struck. I am full of consternation. The opposite of civilization. How did uncivilized life, how did it come to displace civilized life? Uncivilized. How did it come to have a Bible that doesn't represent civilized creation of the universe and civilized people? So, because there is a rivalry between civilized perception and behavior and uncivilized perception and behavior, or let's say holy life, the righteous life, versus the unholy and the criminal life, there has to be a time when it is resolved. Because, as I noticed, the uncivilized is only thriving when the people who are civilized decide to turn their backs on their obligation to maintain civility. Because I read the government that is in place and accompany people who are born into civility to maintain it. It is not being maintained. It's a matter of historic issues. That's what it's to tell us about. Okay, so we are told in history what has transpired to understand. However, it's the reason why I am turning towards the kind of material I am broadcasting, because there is a problem and we, the people, are the ones that's supposed to solve it. Now, I don't think that what the history says about civilization can be changed by uncivilized people. And it's not hard for civilized people to prove and demonstrate and establish the authority that rules over orderly society. It's not hard. But things have taken a route, even appears like it is not something that should take place.
the trend now that I see is that civilized people no longer think they are civilized. I don't know how they are making out without the churches because of COVID-19. However, what Israel says about how civility came about, it's like this. The gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinary, meticulously, in this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature indelibly written in stone. Another piece of information I'm reading is that which says, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. And I want it to be understood in the context in which I'm reading these things. Now, it's for you, the listener, to think whether or not what I have read before constitute civilized emergence on the earth that created civility. Is that what I just read? And that is the world that we are looking at? Now listen to this. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics, by Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, 2000. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican officials said Tuesday. Now, what do you think about that paragraph that I have just read? Does it sound like civilization? The dawn of civilization sounds like an attack on civilization. Let me go on to the next paragraph. The pontiff will make the plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history. The Vatican said, during the prior of the faithful celebration of Latin Mass at St. Peter's Basilica, the Vatican released a lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture, memory and reconciliation, the church and the faults of the past. Pay attention. to hear as many times this article refers to church. Anyone who have read world history like I do will know the distinction between church and religion. They are not cousins. But this document, the Pope and the institution of the Roman Catholic establishment view religion to be the same thing. Why do they do that? There's a reason. See if you can figure it out. Because you will see religion mentioned in a different context. Use your intellect and see if you discern the difference. Okay? So now, yes, memory and reconciliation, the church and the faults of the past, written by an international panel of theologians at the Vatican's request, calls the people's commitment an act of courage. No, calls, what is it? It is the church and the faults of the past, written by an international panel of theologians. Vatican's request calls the Pope's commitment an act of courage and humility. How that sounds here? Like civilization? But the document acknowledges that the simple admission document acknowledges that the simple admission of faults might look like acquiescence in the face of accusations made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. The document list faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faith in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, the abuses of the rights of individuals. All right? There's a little bit more about this. This is the substance of what I want to read. Now, did you see the difference of religion from church in what I have read a while ago? If you didn't pay attention to it, I want to bring it to your attention. Because here it says, the document, which belongs to everything I've read before concerning the Pope, okay, and the faults of the past, now he's going to apologize from antiquity till present day evil. That's what the Pope is apologizing for. So now let's get into the next paragraph that is going to give you a distinction between what I've read before and open up for another dimension in this article. The documents list faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion. Now, I hope that you remember that churches, hope you discern that church was mentioned at least twice before in the previous paragraphs that I read. But now it is making a distinction between what the use of church before, and now religion in what they have been persecuting and doing evil to over antiquity to present day, to present day evils. It doesn't stop. The evil of the Pope and the Catholic institution doesn't stop. And who are the people who comprise the Pope and the people who are Catholics and Christian? Because Catholics are really Christian. Denominations seem to have arranged to make it seem like Protestant churches is not Roman Catholics. But the Roman Catholics are the ones that it says from antiquity to present their evil, do all the evil. I mean, these Protestant churches weren't not around until Martin Luther came on the scene. That's back in like the 15th century, AD 15th century. So when Christians, you know, join into the shifting of distinction that the Catholic Church is doing, they are the one that are steering these kind of thinking, because they want to minimize the damage that they have done by making some of their institution appears to be something purer than what the Catholic itself is showing. And you can find Christian churches, the Christians are not sodomites, but they still are using the Bible of the sodomites. So therefore, it is Christian church against polytheism religion. All right, hope you get it straight. Now, so I wanted to read something that has to do with African society and culture. Let's see what we find in it. Listen to this. African society and culture. And listen to this. Voices of the past. The Arabs traveler. Ibn. IBN. Battuta. Once described an audience between African king and his subjects. King. African king. Not a president. And he described an audience between an African king and his subjects. When the king calls one his subjects while he is in session, the man invited takes off his clothes and wears patched clothes. Takes off his turban on a dirty cap and goes in, raising his clothes and trousers. So he puts on a dirty cap and goes in, raising his clothes and trousers up his legs halfway to his knees. He advances with humility, looking like a beggar. He hits the ground with his elbow. With his elbows, he hits hard. He stands bowed, listening to what the king says. When one of them speaks to the king, and he gives him an answer, he moves his clothes. He removes his clothes from and throws dust on his head and back as a person does when bathing with water. I used to wonder how they do not blind their eyes. So this was written in 1975 under A.D. Anadamani. You hear, they're writing a world history textbook, and they are telling you about African society and culture. And this is what is written in 1975 to address this book and readers of this time. What do you think about that? It's talking about voices of the past. And the person who wrote this is Ibn Battuta in Black Africa, said Amdon and Noel King. And the and Hedius, 1975. Because most African society did not have written languages, much of what we know about these societies comes from description recorded by foreign visitors. You hear that? Like Ibn Battuta. Who is Ibn Battuta? A foreigner. Maybe I should Google that to find out. Who is Ibn Battuta? IBN. Is Ibn IBN? B-A-U-T-A. Ibn Battuta. Let's see what this is all about. Who is Ibn Battuta? He's a Moroccan explorer. Ibn Battuta, 24th February 1304. That's when he was born, in the 13th century to 1368, was a Muslim brother, Moroccan, color, and explorer who widely traveled the old world, traveling more than any other explorer in history, totaling around 117,000, like 7,000 miles, surpassing Zing, E with about 50,000 to 30,000, and Marco Polo. All right, So this is a Muslim. So he's a Arab, I imagine. Muslim. Moroccan scholar and explorer who widely travel. Okay. All right. So they're saying now that when they say he's a Muslim, they don't even like this. Saying what race are we talking about? But Muslim are different kind of people become Muslim, but it is man Muhammad, I think, is a black man. And they started off the white man Christian idea, you know, calling it Islam and Judaism with Christianity. All right. So I cannot tell whether this guy was a polytheistic person. I cannot tell. Let's see here if I can get a little bit more to this. Did you write that good? Was in what was Ibn religion? Already tell me that. Who was Ibn and why was he important? I want to know, was Ibn Buddha theistic? The abode of Islam during the life of Ibn. Something spelled B-A-T-T-U-T-A-H, civilization, Islam civilization, stretched from Atlantic coast, West Africa, across Northern. So, what religion, what are two limitations of using Ibn Buddha account? What problem did Ibn Buddha face? How did Ibn Buddha describe Indian city? So he probably was an Indian. Ibn Buddha time in India. All right. India and its ruler, Muhammad Ibn Tughlaq, lived up to Ibn Buddha's gods. See, what? Gods. Agnosticism. Humanism. Monotheism, pantheism, polytheism, theism. I don't understand all of that. I want to know, was he polytheistic? And they're not answering that. All right. So, all right, let's, let me go on with this because, I think I can avoid all that search and go on with the program here. I just want to get across to listeners a sense of civilization, and, you know, like weed out the confusion that distract, of course, coherent thinking from what is historically the truth, from all of these confusion that is brought into the human society, that over time people just can't find the truth again unless they happen to get an inspiration to just read coherent history, and then they would be exposed to the truth, a good word user and stuff like that. Now, to introduce African society this way that I have read here, I despise that. And if you begin to pay attention, you'll find out that the people who write this World History textbook are these so-called these Caucasoid. You know, you don't have any problem to know that something is wrong in the world. This book is a good book, but because these people take over the world with AD and AD, what we come up on reading is not the history, are just part of the history that they come and put all kinds of stuff and distort what real history is. So you'd have to go straight to Sumerian history and go to Sumerian history, and they're writing like a counter, you know, a counter, what do you call it now? Like a version. Create a version of the real history. Like the Bible is a real version, a falsehood version of what history is when it comes to creation of the universe and of Adam and Eve in a garden. Adam and Eve in a garden has nothing to do with the creation of the universe. They shouldn't be linked together. There are some faraway relevance. The universe was not created anywhere close to the time when Adam and Eve, what they are calling an Eve, were let's attribute Adam and Eve to the true people who started the hybrid human race. No other race but the hybrid human race. It is billions of years apart. So when we have a book here begin to be addressed by people in the AD Anadamani time and write these kind of things about African civilization and say these kind of things about a king, because what a king is good for, based on what they just said. A king calling his subjects, calling his audience subjects, and what the ridiculous stuff that one man did. That's how ignorant, the audience of Africans is. Not making any sense. You can't make no sense. And for me who grew up in the church and listening to stuff like this stuff, I'm reading in the World History textbook. It's a good thing I get to read Sumerian history. Aspects of African society. Because most societies did not have written language, I read that to you before, since they didn't have written language. And do you think that they did not have written language? You think black people did not have written language? Maybe not at the rate that we have it since 6,000 years ago when the Sumerians begin to write a lot. And these Sodomites, white people, would want us to think they are the ones that brought writing in. And it's so ridiculous until, you know, it is as stink as a dead dog with flies blowing all over it. If we start to thinking that white people did, it is as stink as dead dogs with flies all over it, maggots eating it. That's the comparison I'd give to that. Now, let's go into the aspect of African society now. African towns then began with fortified walled villages and gradually grow into larger communities, serving several purposes. These towns were the centers of government, and the markets were filled with goods from faraway regions. All right, let's go to the king and subjects. In most Asian societies, the royal family and the aristocracy were largely isolated from the rest of the people. The gulf between king and common people was not as great. Frequently, the ruler would hold an audience to allow people to voice their complaints. Nevertheless, the king was still held in a position of high above all others. The relationship between king and subject in many African states helped both sides. Merchants received favors from the king, and the king's treasury was filled with taxes paid by merchants. It was certainly of the benefit of the king to maintain law and order of the kingdom, so that the merchants could practice their trade. My friends, this is serious stuff. So, you know, it would go on to tell more about the African society. And I hope you would read it, because if you know how government is run, then it would give you a sense. But one point comes to my mind that I would like to pose a question. If the Africans are so backward that they don't even have written language, where did kingship come from? All Africans had kings. What is their origin? What is their origin? And wherever African people are, what happened? They disintegrate, and without a trace, knowing how they were created, if they are so ignorant as it is today, how did they become king? And king is above the others. Where did they get it from? Did they learn something and fall away from it? Why the king? Why the Pope has apologized for sins of Catholic from antiquity till modern evil and all the things that they come by? I mean, were white people back there in those times when black people start to form government? did black people have? Into my mind, because the problem that we're having here now is really, really serious. Serious and really give a necessity for us to really understand these things. Because obviously black people are not even reading about themselves, because they think that once they were spread out in the diaspora, they're no longer African. A lot of people think that. Your mind will think anything if you're not in line with what is written down there. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I'm doing my best to communicate what I find to be coherent historical knowledge, because I read it and I have to talk about it. It's time for African people to throw out nonsense out of our territories, because as you can see, we have a problem with outsiders coming in and destroying our civilization. And why can't we grow beyond being prey? Nothing is preventing us than ourselves, you see. All right, let me read this to you because I don't have a lot more time. But as I read those things to you, I hope you will gather something from it. A conscious mind that begin to perceive things based on issues that you hear about. Begin to put something together to help your falling self and others, of which I definitely, from a child at age 7 till, you know, beyond 50 or so, began to get a little light. And I'm surprised that things that should have been come into my reach of understanding never did. And I got help, divine help from above, I wouldn't be here talking to you, because I probably be in the grave a long time, or meet me dead long time ago. All right, that's not the case, so I'm here. And those of us who really want to know better, if somebody's talking and saying something that is making some sense, of course, nobody is expected to come and tell you everything that you need to know that you don't have to do with belief or anything, just go on and live. Well, it is time for us to gain individual understanding. And the understanding doesn't come from everybody everywhere. You know, history is exclusive knowledge, coherent knowledge. It's not confusion. And if you don't pay attention to it, you know, if you're around the world here somewhere and you read this history textbook, we would be reading the same thing and words would be telling us the same thing. And that's where we want to get to, my friend. All right. Let me get on now to, I don't have any intention of playing any music further than the opening number. Because I have a lot of passion right now. I'm not playing any music here because, you know, there something is really going on out there. A lot of evil stuff going on out there. So just put aside the music. Elohim, civil, ancient tradition, kingship, government, the first. USAD. You know about US? The AD Anadamani, USAD, is insurrection. You remember what they said Trump did the other day? Create an insurrection. And a lot of people would be, you know, holding on to him, try and get back the presidency, regardless of the idiocy he was using to do that. They had to let him go. because he went too far, even for those kind of people. And some of them were just forced to let him go because they still want him as it is. But it is an insurrection, not I that said that. You know, it says a lot, and I'm not going to get off into saying a lot of those things because you better start thinking and know what those things are. Right? Help yourself. Let me go on to read this synopsis here and come on to a close. European caucasoid launch of imperial colonialism. European caucasoid launch of imperial colonialism is an insurrection. If you didn't know, search the definition for imperial and colonialism, and you will see what I'm talking about. I am not being rude. I don't have any reason to be rude. I'm just talking the truth. Is an insurrection. What is an insurrection? It's causing disturbance for a government setting, right? They have a government here that is called a republic, okay? And they have a constitution. It's a constitution that governs the things that the government does. The constitution is frequently referred to steer people under control of the objective of the constitution, right? Regardless of what I think about the constitution, or anybody else. The fact is, what Trump did was out of the ordinary. It was like a drunken man walking and staggering and don't realize he's drunk. You know what I mean? Because, no, this is really juvenile. Really juvenile stuff. What he did, really juvenile, because he cannot expect, he can't have that level of sanity to know that he became a president under this constitution, a constitution that robs the African people of their land and every inalienable right. That constitution made him a president to get up that high until he's a president of the free world. Because African Union don't business with anything these caucasoid AD Anadamians do. They don't care. So it is an insurrection, all right? What they do, what these caucasoid people who call themselves Romans since 509 BC. What they did back in the 19th century as imperial colonialism is all coming from what they did 509 BC. Right? And straight down the road, some 400 to 500 years later, they decide to do, they create an imperial status with the wealth that they have stolen from the African people, and then to steal more. They don't not satisfy with stealing little bit, because they have an agenda to remove the African people as unworthy of position that they are in. That's their objective. They think that for them to achieve the bubble, the cleave bubble system that they are running,
they are elevated above African people. So their agenda is to push us out of our land settlement, and we become their citizens, taking from them whatever they feel like giving to us. Can't you see clearly in what I am saying? Now, accordingly, by Elohim Kingship Government, a lawless act, 100%. Kingship that we know in earth long before these Caucasoids come and start stealing in 509 BC, we know that's an illegal act they did. But because we accept relegation of what they began to do since the overthrow of the king in Italy, they relegate everything that the black people originate in. We are severed from the kingship rule and the polytheistic way of life. They invent a different world order for us, and here we are. But there it is, that King Elohim Kingship Government hold it lawless. Accordingly, the Elohim Kingship Government, a lawless act, 100%. Beginning for, not beginning, but begging for Elohim curse. That act, begging for Elohim curse. And retaliation today on the vile sodomy. They're begging for retaliation. They are due for retaliation. According to Merriam-Webster, insurrection is the act of revolting against civil authority. I imagine, although the Constitution is not a civil document, that Trump thinks the Constitution is civilized authority. It made him king. Give him power over the world. With Africa stuck up in the side back there, they don't care. They don't even sound like they talk. They don't share anything. So there must be an agreement that they are legitimate power, right? So Trump knows he's a powerful man. Civil, you know, I think the Constitution is a civil authority, although it will never be a civil authority document. Because there is kingship before them. Oh, you know what I mean? And they think that because they are uncivilized, they don't think to the depth of understanding what they are doing is wrong. They don't think so. Until this day, white people don't think that they do black people anything wrong. They think that, you know, they are the survivor of the fittest. That's what they say. So law and order is only what they made. You get it? If you're civilized, then you know what kind of worm I am opening up right now, right? And no, say nothing will never stand that is on those kind of legs. So it goes on. Apply that to Europe Caucasoid action therein. The retaliation, right? Act. It is an act of insurrection. It is an act of revolting against civilized authority or an established government. Other definitions like that of the Cambridge Dictionary, specify the act is a violent one. Apply that to Europe, Caucasoid action therein against Elohim, kingship, sovereign government. I mean, a lot of people out there understand what I'm saying. A lot of them don't understand nothing that I'm saying. All right, but let's go on. We all will learn somehow. Hear the reasoning of the Puritans, which are the Caucasoid, these so-called Roman Republic people, like Trump and Biden, and all of these white people pack up into the African territories all around the world. They are the Puritans. Here, the reasoning of the Puritans defies logic. Not I am saying that. It is their document. You can Google it. And the title of it is Puritan Christian Agenda. Google it. You see exactly what I'm reading to you right now. Definitions before. I'm not talking about the definition now. I'm talking about these white people that are choking, lynching, and doing all that they want to do. I mean, steal land, wealth, and everything, and the people themselves. I mean, that's to show you how civilized Trump, Biden, and all of them are. Okay? Now, so this is what they're saying. Here, the reasoning of the Puritans defies logic. Because they're uncivilized. They're not a sense of common decency. All of that. Uncivilized means. That's them. And what black people are doing. Flanking around them. Flanking. And it means it's a loss of civilized sense. That's the only thing that makes you do that. Squat under people that, you know, I mean, don't know to take a bath, don't have nothing at all. So uncivilized. In Europe, that was their status. It's a big, long, you know, history that tells you where these folks are coming from. And there is no way what they're doing and depending on as law can ever stand as in kingship, divine government. And what they have is only Europe. It is good. Not in African territories. But we have lost our senses, haven't we? Of course. Well, that's what is before us as a problem. Okay? And it is going to be resolved. It's going to be resolved. Because truth never concede to the lie. Lies, falsehood. Lies have stolen a lot of props to stand upon that they took from the truth. You see, because that's all these sodomites have done is take away everything from black people and say it's theirs. You see, so it goes to show you that when you work for sodomite government, and they do, you know, do whatever they want to do, kill and garner. Black people are not recognized. As you see, Camilla, they say, point out that she's the first woman to become vice president. Why they always single out black people and say, first black man to do this, first black man to do that. It's because these sodomites think they are the first to do them. That's the word I know. They fuck ass and think it's vagina or it's better than vagina. So they impregnate and bring no child. That's how uncivilized these people are. And making law to marry two men and stuff like that. If you think this is going to happen, you are saying to me that the gods that established this world with all the good things we know, these no, none of, not neither us nor these sodomites never do anything to bring these things. You're saying they are just going to allow these sodomites to do these things forever, and we here perish underneath them. No, I don't see that. Because what the gods have made in the hybrid human being. Some will perish, of course. Some will perish. But not all. You see? Because we have ability inside of us to reform ourselves from if we go out of the way. But some do not. Some is not, don't show that propensity for whatever reason. But we all should be able to reform ourselves, especially when you have the opportunity to hear and understand. All right? So I'm coming to a close. So you hear the reason about them? He says, hear the reasoning of the Puritan. Defies logic and common sense. And I tell you why. Right? They're not going like they don't have common sense. You can tell by what they do. Oh, they go around and kill the black people at the rate they do and make it seem like it's normal for them to kill you. They make it seem like it's normal, don't you see? All their institutions that they set up are all imitation stuff. Law and everything is imitation. They go on like they're original and this world is all theirs and they have a right to run it the way they're doing. Okay? Now, you're not going to see any one of them face somebody like me, because here's the truth I'm talking. Here's the truth, and there are the tornadoes and all the vicious things out there. We are connected. We never call on our gods to help us. It's because we are gone away and drift off into darkness. And it's, you know, some of us will never see light again. But those of us who decide, no, I don't want to go into that darkness at all. I belong to the light. Like I do. Right? And therefore, things are going to happen. Because as long as these folks decide to maintain their uncivilized way and corrupt what the gods create, there are those of us that will learn the truth like I am doing. And I tell you, strange things gonna happen because we learn and behave the truth. Strange things are gonna happen. So these white people you see out there, that's who they are. Their logic, their reasoning defies civilized logic. So they think they are civilized. All the churches and stuff like that. Their new world order is the right world. And when you read history about civilization, it shows you that, look, they are no more than a donkey. Their reaction to civilization is no more than donkey and horse and lower beast has. Because they don't care about time and season or anything. But we have intelligence. These white people, they do not. Look at what they care about. It's food and clothes. You see? And having sex. Whichever way they do. That's all they're concerned about. Now, let me go on and read the rest because I got to go. So I read to you, let alone, they don't have no common sense, right? Nor common decency. Because you don't go out and kill. And they even read that in the 10 commandments that they have in their Bible. Why they don't realize that that's what they are doing to black people who never do nothing to them, don't go into their territories, don't do nothing, but they come and run us out of every place we are. And they don't realize that is not common decency. Thou shalt not kill, but they kill. And they are preaching that to people, let alone Christian principle. We'll talk about Christian principle. They're throwing in something inside here. We're not belonging here because Christian principle is no principle at all. It's the same lack of decency. That's what Christianity is. They try to fool some people that Christianity is something good coming out of their new world order, Genesis creation story of Adam and Eve. That's where they're coming from with that. That story is not of Amanda, not Nagata. Captain John Underhill, also wrote of the Pequot slaughter, talking about African slaughter. Who slaughtering the African people them? Beside Puritan, Caucasoid white people, are them, right? And the writer is saying, for them reasoning, don't stand up to logic. Defies good logic. There is any is bad logic? I guess so. But bad logic is not something usable. And common sense. It defies logic and common sense. Let alone if you talk about let alone religion, not church, because Christianity is a bag of dead flesh. That's what Christianity is. As it wrote, anything these sodomites are saying is good, Christmas and Easter, is because a dead flesh fly blowing stuff. You see what I mean? Yeah. And you see, if these things were good things, it wouldn't bother them when you talk about it. They are in a world now where light is shining on them, logic and common sense, and they're finding themselves in trouble. So now, see, Biden is talking more gentle and stuff like that, but then what? You hear Biden come out and tell you, say, democracy, democracy, and democracy are Christianity, you know. Yeah, that's right. It's Christianity. So if you don't understand where all these people swing, they're uncivilized mind. You know, and they go anywhere like the sun is shining. You know, we don't get out of the cold. Anytime they find out what they are doing or saying is not working, they switch over quickly. But no sooner, it won't be long after, you see them over back over there, the nasty stuff that is inside of them, their endocrine, have inside them and secreting when they are not the same. Right? We now secrete them the kind of energy there. We are forever hybrid civilized people. All right? We and them don't have nothing in common. And that's the reason why you see this rift between them and us. We don't belong together. It will show you that they are sodomite culture. We are not. They are heterosexual. They are fucking ass culture. That's what they are. And they're doing everything to behave like that, they're not. Because you see, light begins to shine on them. No joke about that. Pray for them. And go back and read and see where they start to, push us out of all of invaders and take imperial colonialism. They used to invade us and kick us out, and then want us to be Roman citizens and make up all of these bogus institutions, immigration and all these kind of stuff, what they're doing. A.D. and Adamani is dead. They don't think so because that's what they create. Now, anytime they are faced with historic fact, kingship, they will find out that they don't have nothing to do besides go back where they have their uncivilized sodomy orientation. That's the only place for them, not where we are. Time is coming up for them to understand that. But they feel like because they have these giant corporations and stuff like that, it's our wealth. They don't come here with nothing. To none of our territory, they have any wealth. The wealth that they start to have is what they steal since 509 BC. Okay? Let them face the music. They think they have court and stuff like that to settle every matter that they have. And that's not true. Their court system that they have is not valid. It has no companionship with kingship that rule the world. They think they are ruling the world. They're not. They have to go to Europe. Now, that's what they have to face. All right. Now, it says here, just to show you what these people are like, and we're not paying it any attention, that this guy on the hill, he says also, he wrote of the Pequot, the Indian slaughter. Sometimes the scripture, listen to what he's saying about the Bible. He said, sometimes the scripture declare women and children must perish with their parents. Hello? Hello there. Do you hear the Christian voice? Listen, we have sufficient light from the word of God preceding for the killing of the Indian people. And I understand it was not just Indian people. They begin to like say, just Indian people, but no, just Indian people. They always thought about why Indian, you know, are the only people here, but that's not true. But they mislead us, these sodomites. They write the Bible and mislead us. They write other important things and mislead us. And this is another place here. You know, like even India, that is renowned for Indians. But I mean, every type of African blood is in India. And you go to China too, right? So what they're talking about, like it was only Indian people here, in Indian ethnicity. That don't make no sense. All right. So it's just like them go a lot out, you know, figure screw the two male that came into Lot's house, you know, and say it was the God. These people are nasty. Not known for that, but they choose to write a story to say all those things. So they only go where they find some story and use it and have their nastiness to it. That's what they do. There's nothing of us like not living a faggot community. Nothing of us. All right. So it goes on to say here that he said they are directed by God. Captain John Mason declared, God laughs at his enemies and the enemies of his people. And the enemies of his people to scorn, making them of a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling with dead bodies. Can you imagine that these white people have been doing these stuff here? And we are here sitting underneath them? I don't get that. I can't get that. And we are in the church accepting God that they create and don't see nothing in our history. They twist our brain against logic in such a way that we can't see the way of history, a record of the past. That's terrible. Thus, the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. Siegel and Steinbach, Puritans, Indians, and Manifest Destiny. And he give you all of the pages in the document. I told you the article titled Puritan Christian Agenda. Google it and you will find this big official document that they wrote about themselves and how they take everything from us and use it for their own society, and yet still they are the ones that invent everything on earth, right? Converting the pagans for God was acceptable to pagans, but killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. My friends, take good care. I'm going to play you this tune, and then I'll be talking to you on the next edition. Take good care of yourself. Here is my favorite tune that I find appropriate lyrics for, a hit mech. All right? You listen to the good words, and make yourself the best person you can be.
Think I never see you when you jump over the wall. You think I never see you when you accidentally fall. Me say, I make you pop to your feet, boy. Why you accidentally fall? is she crying out the ice water? Running belly, tell me say I make you pop your bitter.